Well, it was nothing out of the ordinary, I'm sad to say. The sad fact of reality for policing is that police officers get assaulted. And what I've been trying to do over the past several months is to actually highlight the realities of policing, that police officers do get assaulted. And as we've seen over the bank holiday weekend, and that's the ones that I know about, nine police officers were assaulted in separate incidents across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. And fortunately, the vast majority were relatively minor injuries, although one officer was taken to hospital with concussion. But this is about the realities of policing, which is really important that I get that message across, because as a police service, and this isn't only Hampshire, this is across the country, we seem to be a bit embarrassed about sharing the realities of policing. So that's where I come in and say to the public, you know, that there are far fewer police officers than there have ever been before, and those that are left behind are on some occasions struggling to cope and are sometimes put in vulnerable situations. And we've seen the evidence of that this weekend.
Do you think it's, I mean, obviously it's having an effect on the police officers who are themselves assaulted, but do you think it's having an effect on officers generally, perhaps making them more nervous about going out to calls or just more reluctant perhaps?
Well, no, since last summer, we have been doing some work with the constabulary about highlighting the risk, managing the risk to officers. And you know, you will have seen before Christmas that the Chief Constable and the Police and Crime Commissioner agreed with my calls to increase the number of taser devices that were issued. So we're equipping officers with the equipment that they need. We're deploying them more sensibly to jobs which are involving or potentially involve violence. But also, and this is what's really critical, I get really cross and angry when I hear either media or indeed my own colleagues say that being assaulted is just part of being a police officer. It's part of the job. It's not part of the job. Policing is dangerous and unpredictable. And of course, there's always the risk that police officers will be assaulted, but it should never be seen as acceptable. So part of the work that we're doing is about saying it's not acceptable. Police officers deserve and must be treated as victims of crime when they're assaulted. And that goes the same for the Crown Prosecution Service, who, again, we're working really closely with, and we're making some really good strides to make sure that police officers are treated as they should be when they're assaulted, which is as a victim of crime and not just as part of the job.
I mean, I know we have heard before some cases where people have been convicted of assaults on police officers. Do you think there is a deterrent there, or do you think that people sort of almost see police officers as fair game if they're being arrested or in some kind of confrontation with them?
I think society has most certainly changed over the years. I've been a police officer for 22 years, and two things have happened. First of all, when I first joined, if a police officer was assaulted, it was headline news locally, and the offender faced consequences through the court system. I think the perception is that that has been watered down somewhat, and the work that we're doing actually includes the judiciary. And I was very fortunate enough to meet a judge recently who had sentenced an offender to prison who'd assaulted a police officer. And I personally thanked him on behalf of the rank and file for the very valuable comments that he'd made about police officers should be protected. And that's what the court system should do on behalf of society. And he was somewhat surprised that I was so grateful. And I said, it's because police officers don't hear that enough. And I know that certainly judiciary across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight are aware of our campaign about raising the awareness of assaults on officers and the consequences. And, you know, when we feel that their sentence is too lenient, we will take legal advice and we will appeal where appropriate. And that's not something that we as a police federation have done previously, but indeed it's something I feel very, very passionate about.